get your Bibles out, if you would please, and I want you to turn to Exodus chapter number 13. Why don't you stand with me real quickly? Exodus chapter 13, we're going to look at starting with verse number 1. The Bible says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Sanctify unto me all the firstborn." I want to stop right there. If you look back this way, we had a lesson way back at the beginning of the series about the word sanctification. It means set apart. And so God is saying, he's talking here already, he's talking some about setting something apart. That's not the lesson, but we can see that the word sanctification or separation was a part of the Old Testament. He said, "Sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast, it is mine." Moses said unto the people, "Remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand the Lord brought you out of this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten." If you look back at me again, let me tell you something. The children of Israel had been in bondage in Egypt, and God is saying to them, "I want you to remember that I brought you out of that bondage." In other words, he separated them from bondage. And it says here, if you notice, it says, "For by strength of hand the Lord brought you out of this place." So he is talking about the strength that was available for them to separate from Egypt. And I'll explain that in more detail in a moment. And let's pray. Father, help my mind that it would attach itself to the truth of tonight, led by the Spirit of God, that I would not confuse people, but that it would be simple and clear and something that we can live from the smallest child to the oldest adult. Please, Father, help us to get everything else out of our minds and just to learn your word and to learn something else about this subject of separation. Bless us now with thy Spirit's presence, please, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Strength for separation. It said there, "By strength of hand, the Lord brought you out from this place." Let me repeat a little of what I just said. The children of Israel had been in captivity in Egypt. This verse reminds them that by God's strength they had victory, and they broke loose from that captivity and gained their freedom. I think that there are things that creep into our lives or that are in our lives, and we ought to separate from those things. And to some degree, there are people that feel a bit captive to those things. But God said that there was a way to break loose and to be free of some of the things that would make us captive. Now, so you know, they were captive in Egypt. If you would do a little study, you would find out that Egypt in the Bible represents the world. So they were kind of captive by the world. That's a part of what separation's all about. You and I live in the world, but we're not to be like the world. The children of Israel, in this story, it represents you and I. They were the children of God, and that's what we are as Christians. So, they're in Egypt, and that's the world. These are God's people. And the bondage, see, they were actually slaves. The Bible uses the word captivity. The bondage or the captivity pictures people that are stuck, Christian people, that are stuck in the world, or they may feel controlled to some degree by a worldliness. But it is made very clear that God, in this story, made strength available for them so they could achieve separation. In other words, God gave them the strength to get out of Egypt so they could be free of the world and the world's captivities. And that's what took place. Now, you and I, we live in this world, but we're not of this world. And we're going to live in this world, but we're not to be like this world. We're to be a peculiar people. We're to be a sanctified people, meaning set apart. But it takes strength to separate from the wrong things. Let me read a couple of verses to you. For instance, in the book of Job, chapter 21, verse 23, it says, "One dieth in his full strength, being wholly at ease and quiet." The lesson tonight is about strength and the strength that we need to separate. Here the Bible refers to full strength. Well, I like those words. We need, as Christians, full strength to live separated lives in a wicked world. I don't know how much strength you have in your Christian life, but I know about me. I need all the strength I can get. Now, the words full strength are used. Let me give you another verse. In Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse number 7, this is about Moses. And it says this, "And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated." Now, when it says, "nor his natural force abated," it is talking about his strength. When Moses was 120 years old, he still had strength. And he had a lot of strength, according to this. It says his natural force was not abated. So he's 120 years of age, and he still is strong. Now, when it says his natural force, maybe that means physically Moses was still a very strong man at 120. But I will promise you this, we do know that spiritually he was still at 120 years of age. He was still a spiritual powerhouse. Now, I'm more interested in being spiritually strong than physically strong, but I don't mind the physical strong either. I mean, that's a wonderful thing. You say, well, I'm 70, I'm 80. This ought to be good news for you. Moses was 120, and God said, that guy's still a powerhouse. So, and Moses was a man that knew something about separation. I mean, just take a good long look at the Ten Commandments. They're all about separating from certain attitudes and behaviors. So we see the Bible teaches a thing called full strength. Then God talks about Moses and how that even as he grew older, he was still a very strong individual. How would you measure today your spiritual strength? I want you to think about it for a second. Are you at full strength in your Christian life? If we had some type of a meter and we could hook you up and we could, you know, put a clip on one ear and a clip on the other ear and the wires went into this meter and we could figure out how much spiritual strength you are achieving in your life. Would you come in fully charged? Or would you be at three quarters strength? Half strength? Quarter strength? Out of strength? In all actuality, there are all sorts of people in here, and we're not talking about physical now, we're talking about your spiritual strength. And everybody would come in at a different level of strength. Stop and answer this question to yourself. Are you at your peak strength in life? Is this the strongest that you have ever been spiritually? Now, if it's not, you could even tend to attach a thing called backsliding to that. But do let me tell you, if there is such thing, and there must be because the Bible says so, as full strength, then somewhere between no strength and full strength, there are a whole lot of graduations, and everybody here falls into one of those categories as to where you're at in your spiritual strength. Now, I need to tell you, your spiritual strength or your spiritual strength level determines probably your victory level. See, you get spiritual victory through spiritual strength. So I said your spiritual strength level will determine your victory levels. Your spiritual strength determines your potential separation level and success at it. And you'll see that in a moment. Now, I don't know about you, but I need all the strength I can get to keep me separated from the things that I ought not be a part of and that I ought not to be like. And I want to do what God commands me to do. Now, it should be our goal to be at full strength spiritually. I said this in my opening comments. Through the years, I've heard a lot of people, when you get to talking about separation and pulling away from bad things and the things that they should not be involved in, that sanctification, or if you will, the separation from the world and worldly things, I've had so many people say that I'm not strong enough to separate from this, or I'm not strong enough to separate from that. And I have to tell you something. I think the devil has lied to them, and I don't think that they are being honest with themselves. So I want you to listen very carefully. I want to talk to you about strength and the subject of separation. Before I get into the points, I'll tell you this. It's not strength that keeps you from separating. It's your willingness to use the strength that's available. It's not, I can't. It's, I won't. And you might not even be saying, I won't, sticking your tongue out. I won't. You may even tuck your I won't in all sorts of excuses, but it's still an I won't. Because if God tells us to separate from something, He would not tell us to do something that He would not give us the withal to do. Well, that'd make God unfair. And God's not unfair. Now, number one, now we'll get started. Number one, lost people, unsaved people, are without spiritual strength. They're without spiritual strength. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse number 6, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. You see, without strength there means they don't have any. Someone that's not born again, they don't have spiritual strength. Do you know what strength they need? They just need enough strength to say yes to Jesus and get saved and then kick into gear all the spiritual strength that's available to a saved person. But lost people, they don't have spiritual strength. See, lost man is without the strength to live a separated life. Lost man is without strength to resist Satan, and he's lost man is without strength to obey God, and he's without the spiritual strength to be in God's will, and lost man is without strength to say no to worldliness, and lost man is without strength to submit to the Scripture, and lost man is without strength to see things spiritually, and a lost man is without strength to control their emotions and their life like they should. Look, a lost man's a lost man. He's on his way to hell, and he is spiritually dead. You and I, we're spiritually alive. Maybe you say, I just can't separate, and I'm just a mess. Well, do you have no victory because you have no spiritual strength, because you have no salvation? Now, saved people, they have the strength to separate. I've never been one, and I have no desire whatsoever to ever preach a sermon to make somebody doubt a salvation that they possess, because the Bible teaches very clearly, once you're saved, you're always saved. But every once in a while, there are people that can't get the Christian life because they're not Christian. Ye must be born again. It's hard for a lost person to live the Christian life. So, if you're unsaved today, I would get saved. In that salvation, then you can find the strength to live the Christian life. You can find the strength to separate from the things from which you should separate. And again, once you get saved, you're always saved. You don't lose your salvation. But I would recommend that you make sure that there has been a time in your life when you received Jesus Christ as your Savior. Because if you're not saved, you don't have the spiritual strength that God makes available to someone that's born again. So, point number one is this. Lost man is without spiritual strength. Number two, we get the strength to separate by doing the will of God, which includes practicing separation. Now, stay with me logically. I said we get the strength to separate by doing the will of God, which includes the practicing of separation. Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 29 says this, the way of the Lord is strength to the upright. See, we get strength by doing the will of God. You say, I want strength. Okay, do the will of God. The Bible says the way of the Lord is strength. So you say, I want the strength to separate. Well, you got to get saved because it's spiritual strength. Then secondly, you've got to commit yourself to do the will of God. Notice, we don't get strength to do the will of God, but rather we do the will of God to get strength. Let me say it again. Notice that we do not get strength to do the will of God, but rather we do the will of God to get strength. Look, I don't get strength to pray. I get strength by praying. Isn't that what the Bible teaches? Strength comes from praying. I don't get stamina to do push-ups. I get stamina from doing push-ups. You see, there are people in this room, you're waiting on God to give you the strength to do something you ought to do, and God is waiting on you to do what you ought to do, thereby Him giving you the strength because of what needs done. You don't get strength to lift weights. You get strength by lifting weights. I mean, if you got a weight machine at home and you sit down in a chair every day and you look at that thing and say, as soon as God gives me strength, I'm lifting all those weights. You're a knucklehead. You lift the weights to get the strength. And what I'm telling you is, we get the strength to separate by separating. When you're lifting weights, you begin light and you work at it. Then you gain strength. And lifting increases your strength. There's somebody who say, boy, if I had the strength, I'd separate. What you need to do is start separating and get the strength from the separation to separate. According to the scripture, our amount of strength is equal to our amount of obedience. Little obedience provides little strength. Average obedience provides average strength. Great obedience provides great strength. We don't get strength to obey, but we get strength from obeying. And that's the reason why lost man is without strength. First, he must trust Christ. Then, this will allow him to enter the will of God. And the Bible says in Proverbs 10:29, the way of the Lord is strength. So the unsaved is not in the way of the Lord. Once he gets saved, he gets in the way of the Lord. And strength is made available in the way of the Lord. See, you don't obtain strength and then get saved, but you get saved and obtain strength. So I live the Christian life. And I've had people tell me this. I don't get saved because I don't think I have the strength to live the Christian life. Well, in your lost condition, you're right. But once you get saved, He brings the strength for you to live the Christian life. But spiritually, you don't put the cart before the horse. And I'm really glad if someone says, well, I'd like to live the Christian life, but I don't think I have the strength, so I'm not going to get saved. That's really stupid reasoning. I think I'll die and go to hell because I can't live right after I get saved. Well, you don't know what you can do after you get saved because you've never done it before and you've never had a dose of God put inside you that's enough to totally transform you like the maniac of Gadara. You get saved, He'll provide the strength that you need to change and live the Christian life. But you don't live the Christian life to get saved. You live the Christian life because you are saved. So, we get strength by obedience. Let me make that simpler. When I'm praying, I'm strong. When I'm not praying, I'm weak. When I'm in church, like I'm supposed to be, I'm strong. When I'm not in church, I'm weak. When I'm winning souls, I'm strong. When I'm not winning souls, I'm weak. When I'm reading my Bible, I'm strong. When I'm not reading my Bible, I'm weak. Each act of obedience adds to my strength. Each act of disobedience adds to my weakness. Let me give you an example. James chapter 4 verse 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Let's break it down. Submit yourself therefore to God. That's obedience. This then produces strength. Then resist the devil with the strength, and the outcome is he will flee. That's strength. So this may sound like double talk to you, but I get strength to separate by separating. Remember, you don't get strength to pray. You get strength from praying. So strength comes from obedience. So I said, number one, lost man is without spiritual strength. I said, number two, you get strength to separate by doing the will of God. Or to reword it, you get strength to separate by practicing separation. Number three, unseparated Christians are disobedient Christians, and therefore they are weak in strength. I'll say it again. Number three, unseparated Christians are disobedient Christians, and therefore they are weak in strength. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 30 and 31, "For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged." Now, this is about the Lord's Supper. It says here, if we disobey, and because of disobedience, many are weak. I'm weak when I'm not in submission to God. Did you know that Solomon's mother warned him in Proverbs 31, verse 3, he said, "Give not thy strength unto women." She was saying that disobedience will steal your strength. You see, a moment ago I told you obedience gives you strength. Now I'm telling you disobedience steals your strength. So when I obey, I'm strong. When I disobey, I'm weak. And Solomon's mother said, "Give not thy strength unto women." He was taught to separate from the wrong kind of a girl. Why? Because it will steal your strength. Samson was a man of great strength. He gave through disobedience his strength to Delilah. He didn't separate like he was taught to separate. What happened? He was taught to live a separate life. He was strong when he was taught. He disobeyed that teaching. And what was the result? He became weak. He lost his strength. Obedience builds strength. Disobedience destroys your strength. And so, you are to obey separation, and in that obedience, it'll make you strong. If you don't obey separation, then you'll be weak. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 29, don't forget it. The way of the Lord is strength. You know that Peter lost his strength when he warmed himself by the devil's fire. What was it? There's no separation there. And that cost him strength. He was weak. When you walk in his way, you walk with him, and he is your strength. When I leave his way, I leave him. I therefore lose my strength. He said in John 15:5, he said, "For without me you can do nothing." Folks, obedience brings strength. Disobedience steals strength. Obedience adds strength. Disobedience limits strength. So, a lost man, he has no spiritual strength. A saved man, his goal is that he gets his strength by his obedience. Then learn disobedience, then will have the reverse effect. It'll make you weak. You say, "I need to separate, but I don't have the strength." The reason you don't have the strength is because you don't separate. You say, "Is it that easy?" Who made it more complicated? Let me go back to the lifting of weights. You don't beg for strength to lift the weights. You get the strength from lifting the weights. And if there's enough sense in us physically to realize that, why don't we realize that spiritually? So, disobedience weakens us. Now, the next point is this. God commands strength. He tells us, "I expect you to be strong." Psalm 68, verse 28 says, "Thy God hath commanded thy strength." Huh. God commands strength? I'm not trying to be unkind, but to some degree, that verse means to me, God says, do it. Well, I need strength. God said, do it. Anybody here ever do any coaching? I needed the people that was on my team to do what needed to be done because it would make them what they needed to become. And God said, and the Bible says, thy God hath commanded thy strength. See, if my separation strength is equal to my separation obedience, then this command to be strong is a command to simply obey. You know, it would be unreasonable for God to command strength without telling me how to get it. So how do you get strength in the Christian life? You obey. You obey. I would expect most every parent here would believe this concept in the rearing of your children. You want your child to become strong, so what do they need to do? They need to obey the things that make you strong. Well, I want to become strong without that obedience. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. Obedience makes us strong, and God commands strength. You understand then, God in essence is commanding obedience. He's saying, do it. Do what you're told to do. You don't pray for strength for boot camp. You become strong at boot camp. He commands strength. The Bible even says in Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You say, well, how should I see this in regard to separation? Just obey God and separate. The strength to do it is found in your obedience. I remember when I had first gotten saved and there were some things I needed to pull away from. I piddled around. I goofed off with them. I came up with excuses. You know what finally happened? I looked at that thing and I said, you know what? That's got to stop. And there's nobody out there that's going to make it stop but me. So it's going to stop. Why? Because I said so. Now, folks, let me tell you something. Some of you need to say to yourself, it's going to stop. Well, I want somebody else can't make it stop for you. It's you and God. And if God says it's wrong, then stop it. Say, oh, come on, Pastor. There's got to be more to it than this. It's up to you. You want the strength, then do what you're supposed to do, and that will give you the strength. Stop looking for excuses. Stop looking for justifications. That strength is found in obedience. So, I said, first of all, lost man, he doesn't have spiritual strength. Secondly, you get strength through obedience. Thirdly, you weaken your strength because of disobedience. Fourthly, God commands strength. Number five, full strength then is accomplished through full obedience. You remember the verses that we read earlier. It was Job 21:23 where it says, one dieth in his full strength. I like that full strength thing. Full strength. You say, I want full strength. Okay, this is how you can get full strength. Full obedience. If strength comes from obedience, full strength comes from full obedience. It was said of Moses, nor his natural force abated. You say, wow, would I like to have that powerful force in life? That powerful force comes through obedience. Now, let me. The Bible says in Psalm 103, verse 3, it tells us that the angels excel in strength. Boy, I would like to excel in strength. You say, how do you excel in strength? You excel in obedience. Why? Because obedience produces strength. Disobedience neutralizes or weakens strength. Now, I want to make one last application, and then I'll be done. I want to encourage everyone that you use your strength for God. Use your strength for God. In Isaiah chapter 49, verse number 4, it says this, "Then I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for naught." I spent my strength for naught. In that scripture, somebody had strength. But you can't spend what you don't have. And that's not money. But you can't spend what you don't have. Somebody had strength. And so the Bible says they spent their strength for naught. What's the word "not" there? It's talking about for something that was less important or something that was unimportant. So here's somebody that had a strength and they spent their strength. They used it, but they really didn't accomplish anything. Or what they spent their strength on was not the ultimate purchase. They spent their strength on something. Now, let me explain. Everybody here, you have the strength to separate. The problem is we just choose where we want to use our separation strength. And it's not always a bad usage. It's not always maybe sinful. But everybody here, you know, I really do. I meet a lot of Christians that you talk about separation. So I'm not sure I have the strength to do that. It is not that you don't have the strength to do it. It is that you don't have the willingness to use the strength that you have to do it. It's a willingness. You can do what God wants you to do. We already practice separation in our lives in multiple areas. Everyone in here, you practice separation when you go to a public restroom. Now, I've never seen anybody outside the public restroom here praying and saying, "Oh God, give me strength to go in the right one. Oh God, give me strength to go in the right one." You make yourself go in the right one. Now, we live in a day and age where it's getting a little weird. You practice separation by going to the right restroom. And you made yourself go in the right restroom. We separate when it comes to school. I don't know of a 12th grader alive that wants to be in the classroom with the 3rd graders. They choose to go to the grade they're supposed to go in, and willingly. What is it? We're just separating people by different grade levels and educational status, if you will. You know, you separate in clothing. I did not see one boy walk in here with a dress on tonight. Now, did you boys wake up this morning and say, "There's going to be a battle for me not to put a dress on today"? You made yourself do right. You separate concerning mustaches and beards. There's not a lady in here that has a beard or a mustache.
Amen. It's good.
It's good. That's good. Nor do you want one. You separated on purpose. You make it happen. Did you pray about that? "Oh, God, help me. I'm so tempted to grow a beard." There's not one lady in here saying that. Not one. I think you separate regarding, hey, you boys, you separate in regard to having a bow in your hair. You look, some the girls coming into our church and they'll have a little bow or a barrette in their hair. I don't think there's one boy that woke up this morning and said, "Oh God, give me the strength not to put a bow in my hair today. Oh God, help me." No, you did it. Why? Because you wanted to do it. You say, "I don't have the strength to separate." Oh, phooey. You don't want to use the strength. You want to be worldly. You want to be attached to something. You won't give it up. It is not an absence of strength. It's an absence of submission or obedience. Say, "If God would just give me a dose of spiritual energy," you get the dose through obedience. That means you step out and do what you're told. And God said, you'll get the strength from obedience. I think we separate regarding maybe even our hygiene. I think there are people in here, you don't want to smell bad. So you wipe the smell off. You wash it off. You try to keep yourself clean. I think we separate in regard to play. Playing, what you do in life. 60-year-olds, you just don't find them sitting down at McDonald's with a can of Play-Doh, building things. Now, they used to play with Play-Doh. They've separated from that. They've changed. They distance themselves from it. They distance themselves from the association of how juvenile it would be for them to do that. And by the way, it's time for some Christians to grow up and separate yourself from some juvenile behaviors. You say, I'm not sure I have the strength. You have the strength, you just won't use it. You say, well, all these things are silly. I know, they're very simple. We all practice separation in many, many different areas of life. I think in regard to your food, you separate. I guess most of you don't buy cat food to eat. But you could eat it. Matter of fact, you could eat it and live off of it. But you don't. Why? Because you've chosen not to. You have the strength to choose that. I think everybody in here, I think you've learned to separate in regard to your hair. You all know who Cousin It is on the Addams Family? You have to Google it if you don't. Cousin It has hair all the way to the floor. Never cut it. There's nobody in here that looks like Cousin It. You say, why? You've chosen not to. So, how you wear your hair, you choose that. Everybody here, you chose the way your hair is. And it's different than somebody else's. Why? You separated from somebody else's style. How much power of God did it take for you to do that? Well, that means if it needs to be changed in another way, I guess you have the strength to make it another way, don't you? If you can choose not to dress a certain way because you don't want to wear something, I guess then you have the power to dress another way if you choose to. Sounds to me like it's up to you, not up to God. And if you're waiting for God to give you the strength to separate, He's waiting on you to obey. Clothing in general. I don't think anybody in here spent your week naked out in the community. Why? You don't want to not have any clothes on down at Walmart.
Amen.
You chose that. To whatever degree you practice nakedness, that's your choice. Oh, if God would help me. Well, did you beg God to help you to put clothes on before you went to Walmart today? Evidently, you have the strength to choose. You use it the way you want. You probably won't wear your fur-lined winter coat called a parka in North Carolina in the middle of July. Say, why? Well, you've separated from that kind of nonsense. Do you know that when you go to the zoo, you separate. You stay outside the lion's cage. Why? Say, he'd tear me up. Let me tell you something. There's a devil that's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. You might want to separate from him too. When you go out on the ocean, you like to separate from the water. That's why you stay on the boat. You gum chewers. You choose a new stick of gum opposed to one that's stuck underneath a chair. I wish I had time. Because we spend all day long separating. We separate from all sorts of things. When you drive home tonight, I would recommend that you separate from the oncoming traffic. But you do. You say, well, I won't be over there. That'll hurt me. Well, let me tell you something. There's some things you ought to separate from spiritually because they're going to hurt you. So, but I need the strength. God said the strength comes from obedience. I hate it for you because I wish I could make some mystical application and make it so that it's real spooky and angels flying into your life and spread spoofle dust all over you. And suddenly you are energized from above to do right. But God just said, I told you to do it. Do it. Where I get the strength? By obeying. So I don't have it in me. You don't have it in you? Well, maybe you're not saved because the one that lives within you is the Holy Spirit of God that will strengthen you to do anything that you need to do. Now you're back to the lost man that has no spiritual strength. I don't have it in me. I'm sorry, that's not true. The Bible says, howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. You see, the Bible says in Ephesians 3:16, to be strengthened with might by the Holy Spirit in the inner man. In you is the strength to separate in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. So when you say, I don't have it in me, you're either telling me you're not saved, therefore the Holy Spirit's not in you, or you have it in you, you're just not using the strength that God provides. I'm finished. I'll remind you the main points, and we'll be done. Lost man is without spiritual strength. We get strength by obeying. We weaken ourselves or lose strength because of disobedience. God commands strength. Full strength is accomplished through full obedience. I'd recommend that all of us then use the strength that we have for God. Remember the verse, then I said, I have labored in vain. I've spent my strength for naught. In other words, I had a strength. I was using it in a lot of areas. Wasn't necessarily the primary area. And that is the illustration of we separate when we pick a restroom. We all practice separation all day long, every day. There are just some issues where we say, I'm not doing it. But if God said to, we ought to. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here tonight, you're not born again. You ought to get saved. Salvation will bring strength. So if you're not saved, you need to get saved, and the strength you need to succeed in the Christian life will be made available. But then, if you're saved, and you're just waiting for God to give you the strength to separate from the things that you're to separate from, He's waiting for you to obey. Because obedience produces strength. Remember, you don't get strength so that you can pray. You get strength by praying. The same is true about separation. Who here tonight would say, Pastor, God's opened my eyes. I see something more clearly about strength for separation. Would you let God see your hand? Hey, and you may put your hand down. And I want to recommend to some of you, I know you'd like for me maybe to baby you a little bit. I'm sorry. I've got to teach the Scripture as a teacher, as the Scripture states. You just need to do what God tells you to do and stop looking for a way out. Obey the Scripture. We're going to have a brief altar call. We'll get some prayer requests and we'll be on our way. The pianist will begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. If you need the altar, you come. If there's something in your life that you need to overcome, maybe you just need to come and say, Lord, it's time for me to get this cared for. I need to fix it. I wish I had time enough to develop this thing, but I'm going to promise you something, folks. If you will obey, obedience will produce strength. It will produce strength. If you're waiting for God somehow to miraculously give you the strength to separate, He is waiting for you to obey, and that obedience will produce the strength that you're looking for. You do not get strength to lift weights. You get strength by lifting weights.